Thank you, attached to.
On your tie. There you go. Good job.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. I want you to take a look at this picture, if you can. It's a little light, and
it's because the light shining through that saint.
Exactly. And I apologize if you cannot appreciate the delicacy of colors that Fitz was able to capture. He and his beautiful bride Patty on Sunday drove us down to Mission San Miguel, right down Highway 101, the original El Camino Real, the Royal Highway. And just barely, you may be able to see the sheep that Jesus is caring for. And I saw this delicacy of color and this particular depiction of Jesus in many Spanish churches, old Spanish churches, along El Camino de Santiago, when I was making the pilgrimage to Santiago in the summer of 2008 with my daughter Jackie. And it's wonderful, those of you who know histories of the depiction of the face of Jesus, that I'm sorry?
Asking Jim, will this go down further too?
Yes. Yeah, so a chain on the side here.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to make much difference. Is that making it? Yeah, because I think it's just light coming through the screen. And what the Spanish have done is completely jumped the Byzantine and the medieval depictions of Jesus, you know, with the beard. And that kind of tortured face, if you will, and gone all the way back to the first depictions of Jesus. It's very clean shaven. That those of you who've been to Rome, you can see in the catacombs, the early pictures of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Jesus then said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to Peter the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that the Lord had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everybody. As you may have guessed, I felt much better sending Mary and Lester before me. And I thank both of them for their wonderful jobs, as always. Thank you. And I want to make this vision of the order so that we've got this one session finished, and then we'll take a nice break at 10:45. And instead of us talking at you, we'll be talking together and interfacing. But I want to give you a sense of the order, as is my mandate. I don't have an option on this. And I sent to all of you in the NAFRA family, the national family, my annual report. And I just want to say a couple of things. And Fitz, if we can go to the next slide. I want to look back and then look forward. Your NEC elected in 2009, serving our penultimate year, and now next year our last year. When we met together for our first official meeting, we said we wanted to keep the gift of gospel living alive. And you'll see that gift in the question that we give for the formation workshops later. And we developed the following priorities: fraternity, formation, communication, and youth. And that vision took us to what was our theme for last year, bringing the gift of gospel living to life, our credible witnessing. You know, instead of just keeping the faith, we have to go out and witness to it. And it certainly informs the theme of our chapter that we're in now, witnessing the gospel life courageously in the world. So keep that in the back of your mind as we go to the next slide. Now, I hate to tell you this news, but there it is. We have about 13,420 active, permanently professed members in the world. Now, in the United States. Sorry, I was just testing you to see if you were awake there. And as you can see there, our numbers continue to drop. I think this is natural twice. Raise your hands, please. I'm sorry to embarrassing you if you are 50 years or younger. Okay, one, two, three. Dan, 50 or younger? Come on. Okay. The spirit, I like that. We are an aging order, and of course, as you get older, you meet Sister Death, and so that natural progression. And at the same time, I would say it's natural that as we get better with our numbers, as you regional ministers get better at figuring out which fraternities really are active in your regions and getting around to them, and as you, as local ministers, get around and count the heads that are actually showing up at the meetings, these are real numbers. We're getting closer and closer to the actual real numbers. But be that as it may, if we go all the way back just 3 years to when we were elected, 2008 number of 15,811, then we're looking at ballpark 2,400 fewer active, permanently professed members in the last 3 years alone. This has very significant implications to our budgeting, obviously, because obviously we have a lot less money to budget. And we're not meeting that decline. We currently have about 1,206 candidates, which doesn't even kind of meet by half what we've lost. And that number itself is down from last year. Our inquirers are also down. And, you know, as we all know, not all the inquirers make it to candidacy and not all the candidacies make it to permanent profession. Let us continue to pray for the successful formation and discernment of them and for us. So the next... Now, at the very beginning of our visitation brochure, which I emailed to you when I was telling you about the weather here, that's the reason for my cold. I wasn't quite ready for the weather here, and I tried to give all of you a heads up. Everybody sleep warmly last night? Good. Okay. Anybody not have a warm sweater? Okay, good. I forgot all of those things. And then with that, I sent you this visitation, and all the ministers, the regional ministers, should have gotten a set of these in your packets. Did all of you get it? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, this is the quote that begins this visitation brochure, and the purpose of both the pastoral and the fraternal visit is one, to revive the evangelical Franciscan spirit. I'm not making this up. This is in the Constitutions. Two, to assure fidelity to the charism and to our rule. Three, to offer help to fraternity life. Four, to reinforce the bond of the unity of the order. And five, to promote its most effective insertion kind of a twofold insertion into the Franciscan family and to the church. It's a pretty strong call. And it gets me to this point there that I want to highlight, and which is going to be the call to all of you as we break up into our geographic greetings, is this. Perhaps no aspect of the secular Franciscan life should be of more concern to all of us as a community of leaders, all of us called to leadership, all of us called to leadership formation of the people who are not with us, than the vitality of the fraternity. Keeping our fraternities alive. That has to be our major order of business. Okay? So that's the focus. That's the essential vision that I want to leave with all of you leaders. What are we doing to enhance the vitality, the life, the spirit of our fraternities at every level? We don't have much input into the international, but we are here as a national fraternity. All of us have regional identity. All of us have local identity, and we never lose sight with any of those, I would argue, certainly here at the national. So with that in the back of your mind, I want to say that the entire purpose of this visitation brochure, which I hope you will take home, prayerfully read it, think about it, and in your visitations to your local fraternities, and in our national visitations to you regional people, let us think deeply about what we're doing to enhance that vitality. One thing that we're harping on so strongly is, unfortunately, or fortunately, the element of time. And we're requesting for all visitations, a separation of visitation and an election. It's never made much sense to me to visit a fraternity at any level at the same time there's an election, because new people are coming aboard. How do you evaluate a fraternity that is turning over? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. So we would like to separate those for all time, if at all possible. And we would like you at the regional office to separate those for all time, if at all possible. And secondly, I'm sorry, we have the luxury of our national fraternity to be meeting Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Wow. When was the last time that you were able to meet with your regional executive council, with your regional fraternity for 5 continuous days? I never did. And we're asking that at the time of visitation and at every subsequent regional chapter that you give your region some time, T-I-M-E, to form family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. And if we're just doing it for 6 hours on one Sunday, Saturday, Friday, from 9 to 3, what kind of family is that? Can we at least spend a night together? Can we eat and break bread and celebrate Eucharist? And so in these visitation reports, to kind of build that vitality, that sense of fraternity, we're asking for Friday, we come and we meet with your regional executive council. Saturday, we watch your chapter, and you give us time, lots of time, to interface with every single local fraternity minister. And then Sunday, we debrief. Now, obviously, we're talking about a significant time commitment, but with that, obviously, a significant financial commitment. And again, sometimes I think we sacrifice fraternity for the dollar. And that's always unfortunate. Now, again, the focus is on the vitality of the fraternity. And I beg you, if you haven't read this, to read this. Fits the next slide. In terms of my own efforts to you, the one publication that every single Franciscan, professed Franciscan, should be getting is our Tao USA, which Anna does such a great job with. And Anna's here to, you know, for the whole time, so please talk to her if you want to make it better. And 3 issues ago, I shared this with you, that in terms of our local, regional, national fraternal gatherings, there should be 4 benchmarks. We should start always with prayer. Every single meeting at every single level should have some aspect of formation. There should be, and we should never apologize for, fraternal sharing, social time. I mean, how can we serve the needs of our brothers and sisters if we don't even know them as brothers and sisters? You know, and that takes time. And that's why I'm appealing to you, regional ministers, more time. More time. And to you to go to the local fraternities and tell them, more time. We need more time to get to know one another as brothers and sisters. And then necessary business, as you know, everything, not everything, but many things take money. And it takes time to set up agendas and to decide what's most important and blah, 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 blah. And so there is a reality of business, but in that order. And again, if you've read this article, it's available online. It's in the Tao. You know, we've all should have a copy of it. We are having a meeting, and Father Bart Kowacki, who was a national OFM conventual spiritual assistant at one time, was a St. Margaret of Cotonou regional spiritual assistant at one time, and I believe still serves as a local spiritual assistant. Mary, do you know about that?
He isn't.
Okay.
He's actually doing parish work.
Yeah, and he's, so he's not, yeah.
He's not the same.
Okay. And, you know, we were doing some sort of business, which seemed awfully important at the time. And he said this, fraternity is your primary business. Okay, that vitality of your fraternity, that's your focus. And so if you're going to introduce any sort of controversial matter into your regional gathering, into your local gathering, and you know whatever controversial is to you, does that build fraternity? That's what you need to keep in the back of your mind. If you're haggling over money, does that build fraternity? Does that speak to the vitality of the fraternity? There is nothing that we should do at any level of fraternity that should diminish the vitality of the fraternity, the importance of the fraternity, the focus of the fraternity. Now, this is each individual gathering. Okay? Next slide. Now, the reason that I put those as the 4 marks of a fraternal gathering is because I think they speak to the primary focus and the 4 marks of a vibrant secular Franciscan fraternity. These are what I look for, and this was 2 articles ago. The most recent article is on formation, and I won't talk about that. But we're still focusing on this vitality of the fraternity. And the reason I say that prayer must be so important is because, you know, the true vitality of a secular Franciscan fraternity must be in the spirit. It must be spiritual. It's not our order. In a way, we should kick back and relax. It's the Holy Spirit's order, okay? And we need to sometimes just get out of the way and let the business not be so important and let the Holy Spirit take over. So the reason we pray is because we cannot guarantee our salvation. Hello. We need to pray. Only God can save us. Sorry, we cannot save ourselves. We need God to be there at all times. And so that's why we begin in prayer. And that's why we've set this up so you've got quiet prayer time. And Jan said that she noticed 3 people in meditation chapel at very early time. And then in the chapel, there's got as many as, 10 people this morning. You know, that was great. And then it seemed like everybody was there for the communal prayer time, the morning prayer. And I really enjoyed that, Mary. And I didn't go through the booklet, but I enjoyed everybody sharing. And I was sitting in the back so I could hear it. And I thought it was wonderful, that quote from Finbar Connolly, who always, I know that Mary loves to do it. And there's a great mystery of salvation, isn't there? That it's not about an individual effort. You know, we are a society of individuals. America was formed on that individual spirit. It's kind of our one defining aspect if we look out into the world, that we are an individualistic society. But salvation is never only about the individual, is it? You know, even our God, unlike the Muslim God or the Jewish God or even the Mormon God, our God is a Trinity, you know. It's three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, distinct and individual, in one God, yes. And Jesus didn't call just one. He didn't say, yo, Peter, let's go get saved. He called 12. He even sent them out two by two. Even when the deacons were called, it wasn't just one deacon. That would have been enough, don't you think, Lester?
Yeah,
Exactly. But he called seven. And we need to work at this salvation in community. That great quote that somebody shouted out from one of the writings, it is a matter of community. And somebody else shouted out, we are members of one family. And somebody else said, a community of love around Jesus Christ. And I believe all those quotes are there, although some of those things that were coming out, I was saying, whoa, where did that come from? You know? And I think I heard Father Stephen say deification in that great voice of his. And that was interesting. This is what we're looking at, that spirituality, first and foremost. And then that formation, we always need to be reforming ourselves. Then there is, of course, what I've said about the brothers and sisters, that we cannot really reach out to one another unless we know who we are. And so that's the reason why we spend social time. And then, of course, there is that courageous witness, the theme of last year's chapter, the theme of this year's chapter, and we must go out. We just can't put our light under a bushel basket. We have to go out into the world. You may call it by different titles. I like the word witness, and of course, in the Greek, that word witness is martyr, and so there may be some suffering involved. People will not understand us. How can we be, as Pope John, the blessed Pope John Paul II said, a community of love? It's almost a redundancy, isn't it? That love by definition needs another. Love by definition needs another. And a community cannot be a true community without love. And so this community of love always is going to be misunderstood. Can we do the next slide? And so the very focus of our summer seminar, which have gone so well, and Loretta and Sil and all the people involved, thank you for all that great work. Mary had four observations from, and the reason I wanted to put Mary and Lester first, because of their wonderful work this summer. How many of you were able to make this summer seminar? What'd you think? Yes. Okay. What a wonderful gift it is to share life with brothers and sisters. Fraternity. How the essential elements of a secular Franciscan vocation, one, living the gospel, two, that ongoing conversion, and three, fraternity, fit together. They do fit together, okay? Living the gospel is not done individually. We need each other for conversion. Now, God could do it individually. He just chose not to. And it's done in fraternity. What a responsibility we have to the church and to each other to make our fraternities be genuine ecclesial communities, to be visible signs of the church, the community of love. That's right from our rule, of course, 22. And how extending Francis's notion of fraternity into our relationships with all people is the foundation for all JPIC activities, because fraternity doesn't stay within ourselves. If you have, you know, we certainly have read the Canticle of Creatures. We're brothers and sisters with all of creation. All of creation. And, of course, when we have to reach outside of ourselves, that's that serious challenge. You know, are we doing too much? Are we becoming communist? What's going on here? Okay, next slide. Now, I'm very proud that tomorrow our primary focus will be this courageous witnessing out in the world. I'm very proud that at our table here we've got Franciscans International, Amazon Relief, Franciscan Mission Service, Franciscan Action Network, and others, okay? Members of the family have a place at the table. And we want to say we cannot do it all ourselves. Overlap is part of God's plan. We have to do what we have to do, but sometimes we have to work with other people that maybe we don't agree with on everything. We don't need to agree with on everything. But to move God's plan forward, to build the kingdom of God, we often have to walk step in step. It's just part of this unity in creation that we're all brothers and sisters. We are all brothers and sisters. Again, as somebody said, members of one family in the prayer reflection this morning. Members of one family. And so tomorrow is going to be turned over to Kent, and I'm not going to steal any of his thunder as if I could. But I really, one of the great accomplishments, I think, of the National Fraternity this year was the outreach that JPIC has done in this Catholics Confront Global Poverty. How many of you were able at some point to access one of the webinars or more? Wow, look at that, Kent. You know, fantastic. Next slide. Whoops, next one.
Oops, sorry, wrong way.
Wake up. All right. Come back.
Never.
Exactly. All right. Now, this is from, as Jan has called, the Wow Tao, the most recent one. And another of the great joys this year was the new foundational materials, the new formation manual. And we certainly in the entire world are at the forefront of bringing all the materials into one document that you will ever need for the rest of your life. I don't see these materials with the accompanying CD being replaced in my lifetime. I really don't. Working your way through it, bringing it to your local fraternities, putting these materials into the hearts and minds of every professed secular Franciscan is a great call. It can only be done in fraternity. And I want to compliment Fitz and the Formation Commission for this great, great work. And Friday will be turned over to them because we need that in a meeting. We need that in our fraternities. Our fraternities need to be constantly reformed. And Fitz and all of you, it's a beautiful, beautiful work. Next slide. Now, Saturday is going to be turned over to these four wonderful friars. I don't believe there is any region in the United States, unfortunately, that has all four obediences. Do any of you have all four obediences? We're so blessed at the national level to have them. Kevin is on his way. He has to do the Assisi prayer moment at his college Thursday night, and will get on a plane as soon as he can, bringing with him a young person, a member of the college, who was able to go to World Youth Day that we paid for and is going to bring our youth presence with us. And we want to talk more about bringing youth into the order, perhaps by reaching out with FAN and other groups to have a secular Franciscan fraternity at every Franciscan university in the United States. We need to pray about that. But that's where we need to be going. Okay, if we're going to reach our youth, why not the Franciscan universities? Why not there? And as you know, Lester just spoke. I hope you saw Brother Bob last night taking care in his wonderful, quiet, gentle way. Kevin is on his way, and Father Stephen. It's their day on Saturday. And it is impossible, impossible, impossible for us to canonically establish a new local fraternity, a new regional fraternity, a new national fraternity without the First Order or the Third Order Regular, period. You haven't read the documents if you think you can do it. We need that family. We need to be members of the Franciscan family. And we need them, okay? Now, finding them may be a problem, but we need to find them. Next slide. And to listen to them when we found them, okay? Now, we're going forward. Please, 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 please. As soon as you get back, you know, try if you can to get one representative from every fraternity in your region. One representative from every fraternity in your region to come to the queue. It's like a chapter of Matt's. It only happens once every 5 years. We're really excited about it. The registration form is in your packet. We have 653 fraternities in the United States. We would like to have one warm body from every single fraternity. Now, that 653 does not include the 30 regions. Okay, we'd like to have at least one member of every regional executive council to be there at the queue. And I imagine that all of the national executive council will be there because we're gathering, we're traveling on the Friday before to begin meeting, if Patrick has room for us at this hotel, or maybe at his own individual dwelling. Patrick, are you here? Okay. I hope you're ready for us, sir. Yeah, Saturday.
Because being a careful steward, I want to get the NEC the same deep discounted rate that we're getting for the queue for your NEC meeting.
Thank you.
I'll have those dates for you at the group.
Thank you.
I personally have heard, either by tape or in presence, all four of the major speakers. They're wonderful, wonderful Franciscans. Sister Ilya, how many of you have heard her or read one of her books? Okay, you can see that. Wow, incredible. Brother Bill Short, okay, exactly. I mean, I just can't wait to hear from them. Pat Brandwine Ball, okay, exactly. And what was the other guy's name? I forgot. Would you stand up, young man? There he is. You know.
Right now.
Yeah.
If I
thought,
I wouldn't listen to him.
I have no authority.
The dates are set. The price is set. The place is set. Everything is set. And again, to build fraternity, of course, we need to know who we are. We need to know who we are. And one final note. The report that the International gave us when they visited us at our last NAFRA gathering last year in Arizona. Brother Tibor said this, quote, "The fraternal spirit among the local fraternities is good, but we still recommend to strengthen it. Those fraternities who have more information, more in vocations, more in spiritual or mental capacities, more in financial resources, shall, in a good fraternal spirit, share these goods with the others. This is explicitly valid for the formation and the spiritual capacities," quote unquote, from Brother Tibor. We, as leadership at the national level and at the regional level, need to think and pray more about this, okay? How we can help this vitality of our fraternities be shared, okay? We know at national our most vital regional fraternities, and we know those regional fraternities that are struggling. I would argue that you at regional know your most vital local fraternities and those fraternities that are struggling. How can we help one another? How can a strong region help a region that is struggling? How can a strong local fraternity help a local fraternity that is struggling? That really is the call to our geo sharing that we're going to go to now. That sense of helping one another as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you very much. Mary, you need a microphone?
Actually, I think probably people can hear me shout for just a bit. I have a couple of announcements. First, although Tom very generously said that we were going to have a break, he meant me, him, Lester. You guys are not going to have a break. You guys are going to go to the geographic groups right now, and on your printed-out time schedule in your folder, there are a couple things. There should be your time schedule, and here your list of the geographic groups. On the back of the list, has everybody else's name on it.